Dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer, an annual conference held in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of this broadcast to find out how to receive the complete conference series today.
Satan has tried to rob that from us and cause us to be a people who resist and rebel. But we are not the rebellious against the truth. We are a people that love the truth. And tonight, Lord, let the truth be delivered by the unction and anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father. We thank you for interpretation of tongues. Interpretation of tongues in every regard, in every respect, that, Lord, the things, the supply that we have brought, the supply that we bring, that, Lord, it's
amen,
a supply,
amen, the supply
of the Spirit, and
the
utterance flows freely. Utterance for Chris Wallace. Utterance for Donald Trump. Things hidden, Lord. Things hidden to be revealed. That, Lord, the things that you would have Hillary Clinton say, that, Lord, she'll say them in the name of Jesus. We thank you.
Yes,
thank
we
you,
deserve
Lord.
To hear
thank
the
you,
truth.
Lord. We, yes, and we believe.
We believe.
We
believe to hear it.
The truth. The truth is spoken in Jesus' name.
God.
We hear the truth. We hear the truth. We are a nation that we hear and we know the truth, and it will set us free. Set us free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. The awakening that has been prophesied, the awakening that has been declared, the awakening that has been talked about for many, many years is here right now. And the tide of the awakening is rising up in this nation like never before. The more we pray, the more we intercede, the more of this awakening we will see. People's eyes will be opened. They will see things one minute that they did not see them the minute before. Minds are being opened unto what you, Lord, have for them to see. Things are being exposed. Things are being revealed. The covers of darkness are being pulled off. And there is a revealing in this nation. There's a revealing in this nation, and people who saw things one way a moment before, they see it completely different
yes,
the moment
Lord.
After.
Yes,
that's
Father.
The awakening.
Yes, Lord.
That's the awakening.
That's the awakening.
That's a nation waking up to God.
Yes, waking
and
up to God.
And this night, we take back our nation, and we won't let it go.
Won't let it go in Jesus' name. We won't let it go in Jesus' name.
We will not let it go. No, you got your nation back, but then it slipped out of your hands. Then you got it back again, and it slipped out of your hands. You got it back again, and you got discouraged. You got angry. You got fearful where this election was concerned. You questioned everything in sight. You listened to too much of the news and let the nation slip from your hands. But this night you take it back. Take it back and bite down with a bulldog faith grip that won't let it go, that holds tight to it, because there is a new birth for the United States of America. And that new birth is here right now. Right now.
How thankful we are that there's forgiveness. How thankful we are.
Thank you.
For we've been a nation in need of it. And we're so thankful. So very thankful. Mm-hmm. Oh. Humble thyself under the mighty hand of the living God. Lay aside your right to be offended. Love takes no offense. Love says, I will not be offended. I will not be holding on to my offense. I'm offended by what that person said. I let go. Faith worketh by love. The power twins of God. Love is not offended. And your ears to hear what the Spirit is saying will be opened. When you lay aside offense, oh,
hallelujah.
Repent.
Praise you, Lord.
You know, I have known that God wanted us corporately to work. But corporately, we're made up of individuals. And that if we could reach a place together where we're all walking in love,
oh, yes.
Are the greatest majority of us, and unity, he's going to be able to use us this week.
Oh, yes.
In a place and from a platform where we've never been corporately.
Yes.
And so I think that appeal was maybe to individuals here.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
and if you have some offense that you need to lay aside, if you would just do it. You can even come to the altar if you want to. Bless the Lord. It does great good to do that. An offense that you need to move out. Someone offended you. You want to come to the altar, you may do so. Ilobrate.
Just let go. And let God have his
wonderful way. Let go and let God have his way.
Your burden.
That burden of offense.
Your burden will vanish.
Your night turn to day. Let go and let God have his way. Charm, come down and minister to this lady.
Let go and let God have his wonderful.
Let go of the offense.
Let go and let God have his way.
Your burden will vanish.
Burdens are going to roll right off of you in here.
Your burden will vanish.
Your night.
Just let go and let God. Now let's sing it. God is love. So let's sing let go and let love have his. Let go and let love have his wonderful way. Let go and let God have his way. Oh, it's worth it because your burden.
Your burden.
And your night will turn to day when you let go and let love have.
Now, for someone in here, it is a 28-year thing. Just play, keep playing. It's a 28-year-long offense. I don't know. If that's you, come down. It'll roll off of you tonight. Your business will be free then to prosper. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It could be someone watching there. 28 years. And your business is held back because of it. Bless the Lord. But it'll go tonight. If you're there in your living room or someplace, get up and walk across the room to the television and just go down on your knees or go down before the Lord and say, I'm letting it go. Come on down here. God have his wonderful. Terry, come and minister to him. This gentleman. And let God have his way. Your burdens will vanish. Your night turn to day. Let go and let God have his way. Let go and let God have his wonderful way. Let go and let God have his way. Your burdens will vanish. Your night turn to day. Let go and let God have his way.
You have been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Thank you for listening to our message today from our 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer held in Branson, Missouri. Would you like to have this powerful conference series for yourself? Today, call our bookstore at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this broadcast and other exciting new content at billybrim.org. BILLYEBRIM.ORG.